Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 20, 1805. Signs that Indians are near. Quite a few streams or creeks flow into the Missouri along the canyon the expedition is passing through. As usual, the captains name them and document their location for future maps. The creeks named yesterday and today include Smoke Creek, Prickly Pear Creek, and Pryor's Creek. This was the first stream named for Sergeant Pryor, but later in the century renamed White Earth Creek, and then renamed again Beaver Creek. They found along the trail lots of edible berries and discovered a new species of woodpecker. Captain Lewis writes,
"Set out early this morning as usual. Current strong. We therefore employ the tow rope whenever the banks permit the use of it. Some scattering timber on the river and in the valley, consisting of narrow-leafed cottonwood, aspen, and pine. Vast numbers of the several species of currants, gooseberries, and service berries. Of each of these, I preserved some seeds. Found a black currant, which I thought preferable in flavor to the yellow. This currant is really a charming fruit, and I am confident would be preferred at our markets to any currant now cultivated in the United States. At 10 o'clock a.m., we saw the smoke arise as if the country had been set on fire up the valley of this creek about 7 miles distant. We were at a loss to determine whether it had been set on fire by the natives as a signal among themselves on discovering us, as is their custom, or whether it had been set by Captain Clark and the party accidentally. The first, however, proved to be the fact. They had, unperceived by us, discovered Captain Clark's party, or mine, and had set the plain on fire to alarm the more distant natives. We encamped on the larboard side near a spring on a high bank. The prickly pears are so abundant that we could scarcely find room to lie. Just above our camp, the river is again closed by the mountains on both sides. I saw a black woodpecker. I endeavored to get a shoot at it, but could not. It is a distinct species of woodpecker. It has a long tail and flies a good deal like the jaybird. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 20, 1805.
The camp today is in Lewis and Clark County, on a bend near present-day Soup Creek and Trout Creek. The journals today have a lot of edits by Biddle. For example, he calls the woodpecker Lewis saw a crow, which is an error. It has now been identified and named Lewis's woodpecker and is common in western Montana. Biddle also boldly writes in the journal that the Indians heard a gun from Captain Clark's party and fled over the mountains, thinking it their enemy's Blackfeet. Biddle got this notion from a previous journal entry that had Lewis instructing the party to be careful and not fire their guns if they saw any Indians, as they might think they were enemies and run away. Tomorrow, on to the Three Forks.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.